This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We still have fires going on in California. They are less than 50% contained at this point in San Bernardino. We also have the situation happening in Louisiana. Sadly, so many people who are homeless, and more than 11 people dead as a result of the horrific amount of water that has smashed into several of the parishes there. In fact, in Baton Rouge, just absolutely the worst. And sadly, the president at this point, President Obama, constantly being updated by the FEMA folks, but not making a trip to Louisiana. And it kind of reminds us of 2005 when George W. Bush had his chops busted all over the place. Why? For good reason. You think of the amount of deaths as a result of Katrina, and he did the flyover. And Obama was somebody who took advantage of that. In fact, on the campaign trail, when he was running for president, would refer back to that at several moments. I mean, it wasn't the overwhelming theme, but it would be brought up and he would talk about it. And certainly when he was in the Senate, he attacked Bush for not stopping and just doing the flyover. So that's going on inside the Beltway, and I guess outside of the Beltway too as well. Because we've got this weekend upon us, you know what that means. And I know that the people who are listening to America Tonight, so many of you who have emailed me about the movies coming out, get very upset when we don't do our cheap movie review. So we do have a cheap movie review. I know a lot of people in my world are excited to see this first movie we're going to talk about that's coming out, and we're going to let you hear a little snippet of it. It's called War Dogs. Take a listen.
Frankly, we were a tad concerned with your performance history against a deal of this size.
But after meeting you two face to face, we feel like we're in good hands on this one.
We won't let you down, sirs.
Not to mention your bid was far too attractive for us to pass up.
What did you mean by that exactly?
He means you boys lowballed the entire industry.
By how much?
You guys came in $53 million lower than the nearest competition.
Oh, okay.
Now to a question that still has no clear answer. How did two 20-something young men land a $300 million Pentagon contract?
I have a big idea.
They call guys like us war dogs, bottom feeders who make money off of war without ever stepping foot on the battlefield. It was meant to be derogatory, but we kind of liked it.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Kind of an emergency.
Sorry. Don't worry. I have to go first. I'm American.
Want to drive to Baghdad?
David, we're gun runners. Let's go run some guns.
Give me some of that.
Get closer. Come on, man. Go.
You drove these to the triangle of death.
We drive through all triangles, including your mom's.
All right, so you got to love that. You recognize a familiar voice of Jonah Hill. Also, Miles Teller is in this. It's a true story. For what it's worth, rated R, 1 hour, 54 minutes. That means by the time you get the reviews, get the tickets, everything else, I mean, you know, get the tickets to get the seats, rather, you're talking about a $230 investment. Meaning, you gotta have time to watch this movie. I wanna go see it, so I will see this movie, and we'll do a full-fledged review next week on War Dogs. Again, true story, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a whopping, didn't like it so much, gave it a 60%, so how about that? All right. Are you a fan of the cat versus the dog? You know, I love my Mahalo, the associate producer of this show. But there is a new movie out that's getting some buzz. It's called Nine Lives.
Oh, today's the big day. Have you thought about what you want?
I want a cat.
Oh, I don't think our building takes pets.
You own the building.
Okay, first piece for the birthday girl.
And save some for Daddy. Just put it in the freezer next to last year's slice.
Tom Bland excelled at business.
The Firebrand Tower will be the tallest building in North America.
But failed at what mattered most.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, I know. I'm late.
You've got to be here, and you have to bring an exceptional gift.
Hello?
Now, a mysterious man.
I am familiar.
I'm Tom Brand. I own Firebrand.
Yes. I use newspaper in the poopy boxes, and I see a face all the time.
He's about to change everything.
Can I just pick out a cat, and then I'll be on my way?
He likes you.
Yeah, keep the change.
Okay, cat.
I'm sorry?
Let's do this. So, what are you doing in there?
Wait a minute. I'm a cat! How do I get out of this?
You haven't been there for your family.
When is Daddy gonna come home? I think you just finished his work.
You have 1 week to reconnect with them, or you're gonna be stuck inside that cat for the rest of your life.
But I hate cats!
So makes this a bargain.
Don't bring that back, Mr. Fuzzy Pants.
Seriously? Who needs a litter box?
Hey!
It's not enough to say you love someone. You have to show it.
You're the best gift I ever got.
Just drown me.
Sometimes I feel like my dad's looking out for me through the cat.
I should have been a better dad.
Do they make MRIs for cats?
You mean CAT scans?
Smile for Instagram.
Hey, no. Back off.
Hey. Ew.
Nailed it.
That cat is so weird.
Gotta show them I'm human.
All right, Kevin Spacey, anything he's in, I'd go and see that. I'll probably watch it on Netflix. PG, fantasy comedy, 1 hour, 27 minutes. We trail off with a movie that is taking America by storm. A lot of women are going to see it. It's called Bad Moms.
I'm going to try to do everything by myself today. It should be fine. As long as everybody does what they are supposed to do. Right?
To get
rostered
to the bed, so I love you, kids. Get out.
Oh, my God!
Emergency PTA meeting today at 5 o'clock. Will we see you there?
I'll totally get a sitter on a Tuesday night.
You actually can.
What do I have on the schedule today?
You're super late for your marketing meeting.
Captain,
don't make me sick! I can't believe I'm going to be late for my first soccer practice.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying.
Try harder, you.
Good job. No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT, no sesame, no soy, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
No.
What's that now?
I'm so tired of trying to be this perfect mom.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. Thank you for sending us all of your thoughts. We had a lot of calls, too, lately. Remember, you can always call us at 855-266-5283 if you want to flip in your two. 855-266-5283. But on that note, I mentioned the mailbag. Let's do our daily check.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chet. Kate, I heard you talking about movies, and I'm wondering, do you rent a lot of movies? How do you watch movies? Interesting question. How do I watch movies? Remember, it used to be, in some ways I miss the good old days. I'm sorry if you're like 20 and you never did this. The good old days of going, maybe it's an activity, it sounds stupid. Going to the store. You know, so you go to the video store. Ooh, everybody else is in the video store. Do you think they have our video? Because it just came in, and I think it's all checked out. And so you run to the area. Oh, that movie's out. I don't know. Again, it was like a ritual. There was something to doing it. But, boy, that just went, boom, down overnight. So now we get them streaming and Netflix, and, yeah, it's way more convenient. And a lot of times, Chet, that's what I'm doing. So if I see a movie, because I have weird pockets of time, if it's not a first-run movie for whatever reason that I'm going to see it, a first-run movie, then I am watching it Netflix style because I forget how much it is a month or whatever, and I'm not doing an advertisement for them because they always infuriate me when they raise the amount on you, like all of a sudden, oh, really? Now it's this amount? But it's so easy, I watch it that way. In fact, I just watched the movie about Hank Williams, and one of the things that somehow got by me, I know somebody that really liked Hank Williams' music, and I used to always hear it. I didn't realize he was only 29 when he died. when he was traveling to a gig, and his heart gave out, and there was just so much more to Hank Williams. He had all those hit songs, and I had no idea that he died that young. So anyway, that actually is the latest movie that I happened to see. So let's move to another one. This one from Patricia. Kate, I enjoy the show. I really feel for the people of Louisiana when I hear you describe what it's been like for them. It's obviously a situation of, like you mentioned, can you imagine? You try to do everything you can to save your house. It is about the people in the house. But in an instant, your life has changed, and there is just not a darn thing that you can do about it. And you're dealing with floods, insurance, figuring out what's next once all the hysteria is over. Well, yeah, that's the big thing. Like, well, and maybe thank goodness in life, you have those panic moments and everybody's whipped into it. Everybody's calling you. Everybody's upset. Everybody wants to help you. They're leaving work early. They're driving down. They're doing everything they can. And then that's it. Everybody goes back to their regularly scheduled life, and you have to go back to picking up the pieces. I know like three people that have fires to deal with, and they all said it was a nightmare. It was that they had the hysteria, the panic, everyone's fine, and then of course they have insurance, so then they're set up and that's okay. Then they have to go about replacing things, and it's just things, but simple things, like the kids are in school, so they had to rush around and get them clothes because they had to be normal. They had to be able to get them to class, and then they had lost books, and they had to get books replaced. I mean, just all kinds of things, even things you just don't, you know, think about. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Larry. Larry sends us a note and says, Kate, can you believe how fast the summer has gone by? I was wondering if you had a good summer. That's just funny that you asked me that question. Nobody has asked me that question. Nobody. Yes, I did have a good summer. I mean, it's busy. You know, we're juggling plates, and so it's busy. And it seems like days run into each other. But I did get a chance to spend time with my nephew, who I adore. He's a cool kid, and it was fun. And he still likes his aunt, even though he's a teenager, and that was a good deal. And I had a couple of chillax moments. And that's always good. And as I always say this, anytime you can steal some of those moments, steal them. I know a lot of people out there are juggling jobs. I know that you're trying to make ends meet, or you're rebuilding, or you're doing whatever it is you're doing. So the days of, for a lot of people, the days of 9 to 5, the gold watch, the incredible gobs of money that you have to vacation with are not there for people. And I think that there is this deal where people are forgetting to take vacations. Don't forget, if you have a staycation, who cares? Just take some days off. Again, not a lecture, but boy, it's good when you get those extra days. Here's one from Fitz, and Fitz says, I've been watching what's happening with Donald Trump's campaign, and I think the Breitbart move, Kate, isn't such a dumb one, because you mentioned this. He definitely beat all the other Republicans out of it. If they were so smart, how come they, being anyone that was left standing, including Ted Cruz, why didn't they beat the non-politician? So he resonated with voters in some way, and I think he needs to get back to resonating with those voters. What do you think? Well, whatever he did, and that's what he was doing. He was just doing his rant of immigration or whatever it is. Some of that has to continue, I suppose, because that's why people were voting for him over the other Republicans in the first place. I mean, it's always, you know, when you replace somebody on campaign teams, the idea is you're doing it to do an upgrade. So that was obviously the intention there. There are people that have a background, and I don't know. to watch this unfold will be pretty entertaining, I think. I mean, entertaining and interesting because we've got those presidential debates. I keep saying that. It's really about those presidential debates. Mark your calendars for those debates, the first one at the end of September. Here's from Andrew. Andrew says, Kate, I really feel for those people in California. I don't know. I know you've been following it. First, you had the Northern California fire and all those people that lost homes and had to be evacuated. Then you had the Southern California fire, equally as devastating and terrible to see what the people have to go through. And it's a good reminder that you don't worry about your house as much as the people inside the house. Yeah, it is. I've already said that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. If things can be replaced, or if they can't, you can get new things. You cannot replace people. All you have to do is lose someone close in your life. You know, somebody dies, something terrible happens, and you know that feeling of being the walking wounded, and you can't replace that. So you could have whatever painting, XYZ, or photographs even, which I know that's always hard for people, but it's the people that you love can't replace them, and fires are scary. So, so scary. Okay, here's one from Paula. And Paula says, Kate, I was wondering where you grew up and did you always have an interest in talk radio? I love these personal questions, which is cool. Let's share. I have had the pleasure of living all over the place, which is why I like doing this national show, because I feel so fortunate to have lived in so many different places that I feel like I can relate to almost all of you probably that call the show or send me emails anyway. I grew up partially in New York and then in Philadelphia, in South Jersey specifically. So right smack over the bridge, not very far from the bridge that connects Philly and South Jersey. And yeah, it was great. I liked it. You know, you realize as you move around too, the cool thing about where I grew up is you had all different, all different kinds of people like anywhere, but you had beach close by and a nice one, because it's not northern New Jersey, no offense to northern New Jersey, because there's some nice beaches there, but you had beautiful beaches, you actually had farmland, which people are so shocked by that, and you had mountains, you know, the Pocono Mountains, and mountains not too far away, so you kind of had everything, and then plus the city, and then the suburbs, and you had all four seasons, and I think the thing that I miss of places that I've lived, and I have lived in different places with four seasons, is having, honest to goodness, four seasons. Oh, in the fall when those leaves drop and you're drinking hot chocolate and you're walking the dog and you're kicking the leaves. I love it. And I miss that. I do miss fall especially. So thanks for that question. Remember, you can always email me, easy for me to say, americatonight.net. Don't go away. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side of the fence.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Once again, is in our virtual green room. He's an attorney. We've had him on before. Terrific when we've talked about, you know, some big, bad current legal issues or what's led, to cases that are intriguing, like this Hall of Fame game. You know, it was just a handful of weeks ago I was talking about the excitement of, wow, this signifies the NFL is back. It's a preseason game, but who does want to see Green Bay take on the Colts? And now you got these Hall of Fame game ticket holders who are accusing the NFL of a breach of contract. And, you know, have they done that? How do you prove that in court? And boy, this is going to be pretty darn interesting to watch this happen, because these ticket holders are suing the National Football League, saying that it's a breach of contract by canceling that game with the big screw up as to what happened there, the painting on the painting on the field, which led to all the problems of the gunkiness on the field and the players saying that they couldn't play. But regardless, there was no game. So who's at fault? Waleed, thanks so much for bouncing back on with us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much for having me. And you know, I think you pointed out and you kind of really established what this lawsuit is all about. So the Hall of Fame game is kind of a big deal every year because it marks a couple of things, right, for the NFL. It marks, number one, the NFL, you know, it's the day after the NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And then following that, you've got this, you kind of kick off the football season. The Hall of Fame game is the first exhibition generally every year. And this year you had some pretty good teams. I mean, the Green Bay Packers and the Colts. And, you know, the stadium seats about 23,000 people, I think. So it's about 23,000 people. So, you know, you had people, and it's different for the reasons you talked about. It's different than any other game because, you know, people come from all over the country to come and see this Hall of Fame game. So the lawsuits, this is what the lawsuit really contends. You've got people from all over the country that came, you know, that went to Canton, Ohio, specifically to watch this game. And the game was supposed to kick off at 8 p.m. And as late as, you know, 6:30 p.m., all these fans were entering into the stadium. They were going to the concessions. They were buying their food, their souvenirs, you know, things that you'd normally buy when you attend the football game. And shortly before kickoff, the PA announcer canceled the game. So those are the lawsuit contentions. So what are the fans asking for? You know, obviously this is a class action lawsuit, and the fans are saying, look, there was an offer letter, and this is meaningful, there was an offer letter, Kate, that was sent by the attorney for the class, for in other words, an attorney for the fans, and he gave an offer to the NFL that's due apparently at the end of the day tomorrow, okay? And what does the offer letter say? The offer letter says, look, if you take the average of the 23,000 tickets that were sold, you know, the out-of-pocket expenses, meaning the airfare, the ground transportation, the gas, all of that stuff is going to be about $700 per person. We're willing to settle this case for $450. We're going to give you a discount, the letter says, if you settle this case for $450 per ticket holder, which is still about, you know, more than $10 million, if the NFL agrees to terms by end of day tomorrow. So we have a little bit, Kate, of a wait and see of what happens end of day tomorrow.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you on this?
You know, it's interesting. The NFL has, first of all, and this is important. The NFL, the first thing the NFL did is they said, listen, we're going to make sure we refund all of the ticket prices. So from the NFL standpoint, they're going to refund all the ticket prices for all the 23,000 ticket holders. So the remaining portions of this lawsuit don't have to do, Kate, they don't have to do with the actual ticket price. What they have to do with is the incidentals we just talked about, the travel, the you know, the gas, the mileage, this type of stuff. And whether the NFL decides to settle, I think, you know, I think it's going to be a business decision. If they end up settling now, which could be a reasonable thing to do, the NFL would probably question, does this open the doors to additional litigation, right, if something like this were to happen in the future? It's going to be a business decision. It's going to be something decided between, you know, on a business basis by the NFL. Hard to tell, but I'll tell you, because we've got a deadline of tomorrow, we're gonna know sooner than later, right, whether this lawsuit is going to progress.
Yeah, and you know what? And you said it too, like I mentioned in the beginning, there's so much emotion with this, and people do come from all over, and it's that rare moment because it's tough to get those tickets to the Hall of Fame game, frankly, because you've got the day before football players who were inducted into the Hall of Fame, and a lot of people come from those particular teams to cheer on their favorite person that's getting inducted, and it really is a tough ticket to get. So there's people that spent some money to get there, and that I think that plays into this.
Kate, you make some very important points because you add two additional points. Okay, the additional point number one is people, when they go to the Hall of Fame game, is they make a weekend of it, right? They're generally they want to have access to the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and then they want to watch the football game. So they, it's not simply, you know, you take your car or you take, you know, the train to your local stadium. People make a weekend of this. That's what the lawsuit generally insinuates to. The second thing is, and you know, by contrast, where local stadiums, other, you know, other major NFL stadiums in major cities have much larger capacities, and I think this is the second point that you alluded to. In this game, you have, you know, you're talking about 23,000 ticket holders, right? You're not talking about 80,000, 90,000 fans. So it's a little bit of a different story, as you indicate.
Yeah. All right. Well, Elias, as I said before, always fun to have you on the show. Thank you so much for throwing in your two cents on this pretty interesting issue.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
So as I mentioned, the key thing in this lawsuit is, and what Waleed talked about, is the emotion, I think, connected to it. Now, you could say, well, that's not the law, it's the letter of the law, and it is. But when you start to throw in the NFL, you start to throw in tickets where they came from, mix it all up, it's a little bit stronger for the group that is filing the lawsuit. I mean, I'm sure they were raging, maniacs as far as being disappointed when that happened, because it was a stupid mistake. Let's face it. Oh, we're painting the field. Oh, really? I'm sorry, this paint isn't drying and it's ruining the field. I mean, that was really, again, something that just shouldn't have gotten by, but it did. So it happened, and they canceled the game. They weren't going to put the players out there, and there were a lot of people that were furious over that, including the owners of both of those football teams. So in looking at, you know, this class action suit, it's filed against the NFL and the National Football Museum, by the way, so the league and the museum. And it's doing business at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so to be technical about it, alleging they breached their obligations by canceling the game due to factors under the defendant's control. See, and that's the key. That goes to that whole painting thing. So alleging the breach of contract, canceling, because we're not saying it's lightning that you cannot withstand. It's not some unforeseen deal. It's something that could have happened. You have people that took vacations. They were staying in hotels. The kind of cost associated with this in some cases, in some of, I'm sure, these plaintiffs' cases, was pretty high. And here's the other thing. They're also saying that the scoreboard, so people were going there, and it was kicking down, you know, ticking down, tick, 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 for that 8 o'clock kickoff. So the NFL and the Pro Football Hall of Fame were encouraging fans to continue to buy food and to buy drinks and souvenirs. And they didn't tell them about the possibility of this cancellation of the game. So that would really, that's like rubbing your nose in it, isn't it? You're sitting there in the stands, woohoo! Well, there's something going on in the field, but it's going to be okay. Let's get another hot dog. We'll have another beer. And you're spending money. And you're like so excited, you're into it. Oh, let's get a t-shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get one of those expensive t-shirts. So there may be something here. And this, of course, like I mentioned, comes out of Ohio. We'll be keeping a close eye on that because these class action suits, to me anyway, are interesting. The plaintiffs want a trial by jury, and they want, you know, economic loss. That's what they're looking for, and court costs and pre- and post-judgment interests and all of that. But I think it's interesting. They really, really want a jury trial, and a jury, you know how that is, jury of your peers, it really could go either way, and I could see the emotion tied to this, like I said, even if they say take the emotion out. All right, boy, that was interesting stuff. We'll be eyeballing it. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking to Dr. Joe Alton about the Zika virus, these Louisiana floods, and what's happening, by the way, also with California, because in California you have the raging Southern California, which I thought was nothing because everything was happening in Northern California. You have the fires there. They're having a hard time, they being the thousands of firefighters, it's over 1,600, who are trying desperately to not see this continue to jump over the highway because it spreads to more subdivisions and more homes, leads to more evacuations, and then frankly even the danger the health danger, even for the firefighters, is, you know, absolutely frightening. Anyway, Dr. Joe Alton from Florida joins us next here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the Zika virus, of course, left and right here the last couple of months especially. Now we have these wild Louisiana floods, and there's been conversations about that. And what does that mean for mosquitoes? What does that mean for the potential for Zika? We saw what happened in Florida, of course, and we're watching in Texas as well. Joe Alton, tremendous. We had him on last time. It was interesting. We were talking about something else and a little bit of Zika, too, as well. We talk about disaster preparedness, and this is now one of the things you certainly have to think about. Dr. Alton, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Kate.
So in talking about let's talk about the Louisiana floods first. You got to figure there's mold. You got to figure there's spiders. You got to figure there's potential. And I know that they're talking about spraying for mosquitoes in Louisiana. What's the danger there?
Well, there is a quite a bit of danger there. You know that there are a lot of intruders that occur that happen to decide that their homes are not livable anymore, and your home is, and these include all sorts of critters, everything from raccoons to spiders to even things like algae and mold, and they can cause a great deal of damage, not only physical damage to your home, but they can cause all sorts of different types of infections that can really get you sick. So this is a big issue. Unfortunately, there are 9,000 claims I read that are going through for flood insurance in Louisiana and the affected areas. There are 40,000 homes affected. That means 3/4 of them probably were not covered.
Wow, boy, so that is awful to hear that, obviously. When we specifically talk about, and you and I talked about this before, the Zika outbreak, should we be more worried now than we were 6 months ago?
Well, if you live in Louisiana, I would be. Louisiana was one of the 6 warm weather states, Kate, that were being targeted as possible outbreak zones. Only one has turned out to be an official outbreak zone. That's in Miami, down where I am, actually. I actually toured the Zika zone just a couple of days ago. My dad had a business there. I worked there when I was a kid. And it is a concern. A lot of the area, although they say that it's been gentrified, is still pretty low-income housing, just like I remember it from my youth. And there's a lot of standing water.
Yeah, and the standing water is always the danger for mosquitoes in general, right?
Absolutely. They don't need a lot of standing water to breed, but and this is one of the big issues in a lot of places like Texas, Louisiana, places that have low-income urban areas where there's vacant lots, where there's trash like old tires, tin cans. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of water for a mosquito to complete its reproductive cycle.
Yeah, so really, cities, the smartest thing besides spraying that cities can do is try to do whatever to clean up those lots, right?
And they are trying to do that. The amazing thing in Houston, they're doing that at a record pace, and amazingly enough, they seem to fill up with trash again. There are some parts of Houston that, for good or bad, are I guess, considered the dump.
Yeah. Then what's the danger if we've, and we've been talking about this a lot on the show, Mother Nature and then also the potential for somebody else who might have been a firebug in Northern California. We know that they've arrested someone for arson and they feel like he did it. But in Southern California, they're not sure yet, but tens of thousands of people had to be evacuated. Boy, those fires that spread out of San Bernardino are awful, Joe. I've spent some time there. And what are the dangers for the people in Southern California with this fire jumping over the highways and stuff?
It's amazing how quickly this particular fire, which is called the Blue Cut Fire after the local trail. When I first read about it, I saw a tweet that said 5 acres burning and not under control. That was about 24 hours ago, maybe 36 hours ago at this point. And since then, gone from 5 acres to 25,000, 30,000 acres. That is ridiculous. At 4% contained, it just shows that California is simply a tinderbox with the drought and the heat that's been going on there. And, of course, the population, 90% of these kinds of wildfires are caused by human carelessness or human purposefulness.
Yeah, boy, and that's the thing. You have the weather there where they've been having such crazy warm temperatures, and you combine that with the wind, and it spells yikes, because no matter how many firefighters they have trying to smother this thing, it's just not enough because of the way it can, as I mentioned before, jump, which is just so frightening. And I guess there's a lesson in this, Doc, when they tell you for your health's sake too, because of what you can inhale, when they tell you to evacuate, you got to evacuate. And I understand people want to save homes, but I've seen that in California. You're not going to beat the fire with your garden hose.
You know, that is absolutely right. No matter what you try to do, it is always the wisest thing, whether it's a flood warning or a fire, wildfire warning, to get out of Dodge as soon as you hear about it. Because in this particular fire, you're probably running away from it, and it's chasing you. It's going so fast. So it's a big issue. And also, you have to realize that regardless of the amount of work you do to try to manage the vegetation around your house, to try to fireproof your house as best as you can, I mean, there's a lot of smoke that occurs in a wildfire, and if you inhale smoke, you've got to be a Navy SEAL or an Olympic athlete to be able to continue to fight that fire. It just makes sense. Be realistic. Protect your family. Get out of Dodge.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Joe Alton, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so you heard what Dr. Alton had to say, and obviously there was a key thing that he talked about. The vacant lots in some of these areas, even if they've been regentrified, what they're doing in Houston, which is tremendous, but then how it's just trashing back up again, not good, because that leads to the problems, that leads to the mosquitoes, and it leads to, you know, ultimately what could be the terribly dangerous situation where you've got mosquito hornet's nest. So there's that. And then, as I mentioned there, talking about Louisiana in the beginning, the fact that you also, with the floods and with the floodwaters receding, you have a plethora of other problems. And sadly, that includes spiders and snakes. They're having already concerns about snakes, mold, everything that can attract what can be absolutely deadly. And Zika, just like West Nile, if we bounce back to that, we're talking about the mosquitoes. So anything, I just did this the other day. It is just a reminder when you're not thinking about it, how easily those mosquitoes can find exactly what they need to, you know, thrive, frankly. And those pools of water are a disaster. I mean, just a disaster. So be careful and make use it as a reminder. I'm not lecturing anyone, but just kind of use it as a reminder that, oh yeah, this water creeps up on you when you're getting rain, because we've just been smashed with that rain too in my neck of the woods. And that's the first thing I do. I look around thinking, well, I don't have anything that gathers water. And sure enough, there's like a flower pot. There's a bird bath in the back that I just completely forget about, and it gathers that water. And I know that in the past, in my neighborhood, they had West Nile. They had a mosquito infestation and thought, you know, oh gosh, West Nile. That's why we had the spraying for mosquitoes. And the one thing I could easily have done at my house and didn't realize, and those couple of things I just mentioned, is that, oh yeah, that water is pooling up. Because you say to yourself, well, I don't have anything that's gathering that water. But then you look around and then you realize, yeah, and you see this heartbreak in just Louisiana. I mean, the floods just adds insult to injury. There's what happens during the flood, then there's what happens when the water recedes. And then on top of that, just kind of throw this in here at the end of speaking with Dr. Altman in the beginning, is on top of that, besides the problems with critters, is the problems with looting. It becomes an opportunity for nefarious people to say, woohoo, free for all. And sadly, some of these people who are losing everything also go back to neighborhoods to find that they've been looted. Terrible. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.